When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This message comes from our sponsor, Teladoc Health. There are lots of reasons for wanting to be healthy. Family, work, living a fuller life. Teladoc Health understands. Whether you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or just need to manage your weight, Teladoc Health can help. Visit teladochealth.com/whatsyourwhy for more information. That's TELADOC health/whatsyourwhy.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
At Nutrafol, we don't just help your hair, we help your body grow it. Because it's never just about your hair. It can be your job or your deodorant or your lunch or just normal life. That's why our whole body approach targets the key root causes of hair thinning. Discover your root causes and why we're the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com. These statements have not been approved by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
It's midday, good afternoon, and welcome to the news here on Joy 99.7 FM in Accra. It's on Love 99.5 FM in Kumasi and over 30 affiliates across Ghana's 16 regions and around the world at myjoyonline.com. Coming up, more professional groups raise concern about the mass exodus of their colleagues in search of better lives, with the health sector the most affected.
In terms of the average numbers of nurses and midwives trying to move abroad, it stands at an average of about 500 a month.
Managers of the $10 million Komfanoche refurbishment project say they now need more cities to hit their target as the city's depreciation erodes their progress.
Had this concept of having to pull 1 million Ghanaians to donate 100 cities each. Unfortunately, the exchange rate has not been our friend, and that drive is not coming as it is expected. The response has not been very encouraging.
NDC flag bearer John Mahama, skeptical of President Akufo-Addo's assertion that the Ejapadia document is fabricated.
Recently, there was an issue about a document called Ejapadia. They said it's fabricated. But even if it's fabricated, the implementation is not fabricated.
This and more with me, Fred Smith. Joy News, we are a home of independent, fearless, and credible journalism. More professional groups are raising concern about the current economic situation and poor working conditions in the country, which they say is driving their members out in droves. The concern was first raised by the Ghana Medical Association yesterday at the annual general meeting of the Society of Private Medical and Dental Practitioners under the theme, Health Sector Brain Drained to Brain Gain, the Role of Private Practitioners. We'll hear from the professional groups shortly. First, a Prince Kudoge's report from the annual general meeting of the society.
The exodus of healthcare professionals in search for greener pastures has increased to 50% annually. President of GMA, Dr. Frank Srebo, says the situation is now worrying as the country is losing experienced specialists to brain drain.
Brain drain in the health sector is no brainer. We are losing our nurses, we are losing our doctors. In the past, we used to lose quite young people who probably have just started work and so forth. Now we are losing even specialists. They are leaving. Consultants are leaving. Well-trained nurses, nurses that you don't expect to leave are leaving.
The main reason for these doctors fleeing the country, he says, is financial.
But the issues are clear. Whether we like it or not, the number one driver of brain drain is actually economics. So if we don't do anything about our economic situation in this country, and we don't check how this country is progressing in terms of our depreciation of our city, our unemployment status, the kind of things that are happening regarding the economy, we would have to suffer.
President of the Ghana Registered Nurses and Midwives Association, Perpetual Ofori Amanfo, charged government to issue clearance for employment of personnel to fill the gap created by health workers' exodus.
The staffing gaps that have been caused by the immigration of our colleagues is a threat to the safety of our patients and our own safety as health practitioners. We have recently seen the announcement of the Ministry of Health, for example, in terms of the financial clearance to employ nurses. We are excited and we are happy about it, but of course, it will still not mitigate the employment needs of the nurses and midwives within the health sector.
President of the Society of Private Medical Practitioners, Dr. Andre Kwesi Kuma, wants government to create an enabling environment for private healthcare providers to thrive.
The private sector can go a long way to help retain healthcare workers if the business environment is friendly and conducive. In this regard, we call again on our government to introduce and implement business-friendly policies such as import waivers on medical equipment, lower taxes, special utility rates, human resource support, etc.
Prince Kwame Kuruge's report for Joy News.
On this matter, stories, managers of the Hill Komfanoche project, an ambitious $10 million project to refurbish the Komfanoche Teaching Hospital, say they are faced with significant setbacks as the city's depreciation has eroded their progress. According to the chairman of the Hill Komfanoche Teaching Hospital project, Sami Edubwachi, they have managed to raise $4 million in just 5 months, but the depreciation of the city has wiped out the progress made. He says they now need more cities to hit that target.
Currently, we have reached about 40% of our target of $10 million, which means we are around $4 million. To be honest with you, what happened there in the ideation stage had this concept of having to pull 1 million Ghanaians to donate 100 cities each towards the project.
Yeah.
That means that at the time, the committee would have been able to raise $8 million if we had 1 million Ghanaians, both home and abroad, coming on board to donate 100 Ghana cedis each. Unfortunately, the exchange rate has not been our friend, and that drive is not coming as it is expected. Our projection of $10 million, the scope of the project has kept expanding based on what the contractors are telling us. To a large extent, if I'm being candid, it is not as we have anticipated. The response has not been very encouraging. When you look at the last list we published in the Daily Graphic, it meant that even corporate governance response is not up to 15.
Yes. So not up to 15 corporate 15 companies, entities that have come.
The response has not been as we anticipated, except to say that we have done well, but there's a lot more work to be done. This work needs money. This work desires that we raise the $10 million.
You had the Sami Edu Bwache, chairman of the Hiukomfanoche project. Now, flag bearer of the NDC, John Mahama, has expressed skepticism regarding President Akufo-Addo's assertion that the Japadia document is fabricated. Speaking at the Boko Nabes Palace during his campaign tour in the Upper East region, he emphasized that despite the president's dismissal of the document's authenticity, the implementation of its contents has occurred and not fabricated.
Recently, there was an issue about a document called a Japadia. They said it's fabricated. But even if it's fabricated, the implementation is not fabricated. Because everything that is written in that document has been implemented. So if really somebody sat and fabricated that document, then the person can really read the minds of people. Because how they could have written that document and read the minds of Nana Akufo-Addo and his family, that this is what they were going to do, that person is a proper creative writer. Because everything in that document has been implemented.
My colleague Maxwell Agbagba is traveling with the former president and joins us now for more on this. Maxwell, what more can you report?
Yeah, hello, friend.
Maxwell, what can you report?
So, he's just the flag bearer of the NDC, John Mahama, just moved from the Boko Nabes Palace. Now it's going to be community engagement. So if you can hear some music playing in the background right now, it's the community engagement that's about to happen here at the Boko School Park. That at the Boko Nabes Palace, another issue that came up strongly was the proposal for a new region to be created out of the Boko area. Flag bearer of the NDC, John Mahama, said he is aware of the proposal and the petition from the Member of Parliament for the area, Mahama Ayariga, which has been sent to the Speaker of Parliament. He says it is possible and that it will receive a favorable response from the NDC if it is elected. He added that considering the requirement for the creation of the region, such as land size and population, the population of the Boko area and the Upper East region, the land size, all of these things would have to be taken into consideration before a new region can be created out of the Boko area. But he assured the people that it is possible and it will receive a favorable response from the NDC if it is elected into power come December. But from here, he'll be visiting six other places before he will end his tour for today. This is the beginning of the campaign for the NDC after its launch in Tamale last week, Fred.
And what has been the Boko Nabes response to these comments by the former president?
Well, that has made a proposition to, like the flag bearer of the NDC mentioned earlier, it was a proposal that came from the Member of Parliament for Boko Central, Mahama Ayariga. Then when he went into a closed-door meeting with the chiefs, it also came up strongly. So he gave them this assurance. And after that assurance was given, you could clearly see that they were excited by it, and they are quite optimistic that if the NDC wins power, it will be able to do that for the people.
Maxwell Agbagba there, traveling with former President John Mahama on his campaign tour of the Upper East region. We have more for you later. And that's it for the news at midday. I'm Fred Smith. There's more at myjoyonline.com.
Joy 99.7 FM.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.